Great to see you this Monday, November 23rd. I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. First up, Mali is a republic in West Africa, population about 17 million. They're under a state of emergency and observing 3 days of national mourning following a terrorist attack in the capital of Bamako. The United Nations says two or three attackers entered a hotel there on Friday and started shooting. By the time international police forces had blocked off the area and rushed in, ending the attack, at least 22 people had been killed. This terrorist act was not blamed on the ISIS group that targeted Paris on November 13th. Two other militant Islamist groups, one of them affiliated with Al-Qaeda, said they were responsible. Mali has struggled with Islamist militants for years. The instability caused by a military coup in 2012 allowed terror groups to take control of territory in northern Mali. The hotel where the attack happened was hosting international peace talks at the time. A UN official says the terrorists who did it don't want to see peace in Mali. Meantime, in Europe, Belgium is on guard against terrorism. French officials say the recent attacks in Paris, which killed 130 people, were planned in Belgium. A French citizen who grew up in Belgium and is suspected in those attacks is on the run, and the capital is under its highest terrorism alert level.
The threat level, level 4, continues here in Brussels, now into its second day, and it doesn't appear to be easing. It was just announced that the metro will remain closed the rest of this day, Sunday, as authorities meet late this afternoon to determine whether or not they can lift all of the restrictions they have placed on life here in Brussels. This all developed Friday night when the Prime Minister announced a new, serious, and imminent threat, something akin to what happened in Paris, that had him ask for the closing down of all concerts, restaurants, bars, anywhere where people gather. All of this is taking place at the same time that Belgium officials are still trying to track down that eighth elusive attacker, Salah Abdeslam, who is from Belgium. Threat level continues here, people going on with their lives as best they can, while keeping a wary eye on anything that looks suspicious. Drew Griffin, CNN, Brussels.
The ISIS terrorist group has threatened other cities, including some in the U.S., so police will be especially watchful as Americans travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The AAA driving group is predicting that 47 million Americans, the most since 2007, will be behind the wheel at some point this week. The navigation app Waze says the best time to drive to avoid traffic is on Thanksgiving itself, in the morning or the evening. But increased security will probably be more noticeable for those who choose to fly.
Millions of passengers will pack onto planes to kick off the holiday travel season. From now until December 1st, it's estimated a total 25 million people will fly on U.S. airlines, 3% more than last year. This as airports around the country remain on high alert.
TSA has to be a lot more thorough now because of all these concerns. It's pretty simple mathematics. In the end, it's going to take more time to screen each person, and that is going to add up to longer lines.
Travelers should expect longer wait times as TSA spends more time inspecting passengers and luggage. Expect random checks, hand swabs to test for explosive residue, and additional random checks at the gate. Even pre-check passengers may be required to remove their shoes and laptops. Homeland Security has also called for expanded screening of all items on aircraft leaving overseas airports with direct flights to the United States. There's no known specific threat to the U.S., but passenger planes remain a target for terrorists. ISIS claimed this is the bomb that brought down a Russian passenger plane earlier this month. That crash, along with the terrorist attacks in Paris, have led to a climate where pilots and airlines are taking no chances.
The next aircraft on final is the emergency aircraft.
Two Air France flights were diverted after bomb threats were called in.
As a precautionary, we are declaring an emergency. It's a security issue.
And Thursday night, a Spirit Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Fort Lauderdale after another bomb threat. They all proved to be hoaxes. But heightened airport security paired with more holiday travelers will likely lead to long waits at America's airports.
Everybody understands that the first priority is to be safe. Now, especially with the new security concerns, you're really, more than ever, going to want to get to the airport early.
The other factor that could impact wait times, TSA's full-time airport security staffing levels have steadily decreased due to a shrinking budget. Renee Marsh, CNN, Washington.
Of course, weather plays a part, too, in Thanksgiving travel. And except for the Pacific Northwest, forecasters are predicting decent Thanksgiving weather for most of the U.S. Should be a welcome relief to travelers in Chicago, Illinois, where hundreds of flights were canceled over the weekend. The season's first big snowstorm arrived. Some parts of the northern U.S. were buried under as much as 20 inches of snow. There were problems for drivers as well, with freezing rain and sleet making things dangerous on the roads.
It all comes down to the temperature at different levels of the atmosphere.